15th. What are you doing? I'll serve your daddy's pudding.
Just say mommy without the moaning.
I'm happy, daddy. Don't say it anymore.
What's
fun? What fun?
Mommy.
Yes, I said yes.
How come you didn't want my cup?
I gave
it.
I didn't realize it was your cup. I just put down the closest cup because nobody wanted to help me set the table. So I did it quickly. I just grabbed a cup. Don't you like this thing? It's a trouble to me. Sit in quiet. I have to make a super duper fancy meal.
Sure.
Yes.
I love pig. I think Jen.
You love pig?
Jen is the best pig in the world.
Who is?
Jen, because she cooks something. Leaves. You know the kind of leaves that you eat?
Grape leaves? Who made that?
Devin's mom.
Really? She made stuffed grape leaves or stuffed cabbage leaves?
I guess, I don't know if she made that, but I think she made it. Doctor said she made the goodest thing.
The best thing?
In the whole country.
Mm-hmm. Stuffed grape leaves and stuffed cabbage. And that does taste good.
Daddy?
Yeah?
I like that hot.
You like it as hot?
That's delicious, a cabbage leaf with the... You should learn to eat that. For my spirit.
We haven't had spinach, Mommy, for a long time.
Spinach?
No, we haven't.
What spinach you start with? F?
Mm-hmm.
L-A-U-R-A. How does that mean?
J-A-C-K.
For D-D-A.
Joanna or D-D-D, do you want me to spell?
D-D.
D-E-E hyphen D-E-E.
How do you know?
S-U-E.
How do you spell Susan?
S-U-S-A-N.
How do you spell Susie?
S-U-S-I-E. M-A-T-H-E-W.
How
do you spell car seat?
Yeah.
C-A-R-S-E-A-T.
No, what you said, how do you spell Ruthie's groom?
She said, how do you spell car seat? Coffee? You spelled coffee. She said Ruthie's groom.
Ruthie's groom. How do you spell Ruthie's groom?
Stop the spelling.
Who's in Ruthie's group, Laura? Who was in there with you in Ruthie's group when you go?
Amy.
Amy? And who else?
Ruthie.
Ruthie?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Josh.
Josh? Mm-hmm.
And then who else?
How do you spell Josh?
J-O-S-H. Who else do you know at Joanna's school? Who do you know at Joe's school?
Dasman
Gidda, that's right.
How about Erica? And Devin? Garrett is Blake's middle name, I think.
What was my name?
Garen.
Garen Blake?
Yeah.
Garen Kirschbaum.
Garen Kirschbaum?
Mm-hmm. Garen was British names with Kirschbaum.
How do you spell Devin?
D-E-V-O-N.
How do you spell Linda?
L-I-N-D-A, and that's enough spelling. That's enough spelling.
I don't want to spell that. What's the best thing that happened to you today?
I know. I'm gonna say it, I'm gonna whisper, I'm gonna see if you guys can hear.
I can't hear whispering.
Going to
Orange
with Julius.
Okay. What's the best thing that happened to you today, Daddy?
Playing tennis.
Look, I'm best.
What's your best, Laura?
Ruthie.
Ruthie? You didn't go to Ruthie today.
I like to.
Oh, you like to.
I want to again.
You want to go again? Okay.
We have chairs, meeting.
Uh-huh. That's right. I'll be upstairs in a meeting with Dee Dee.
Not in my group. Not my meeting.
We're
a little bit ahead of you.
Yes, you are.
I think we're the first one. I think we're ahead of
you. Yeah, it was Thursday when I came to do it. I couldn't do it. I ended up helping Dawson instead. What?
I think we'll have you and Jessica. Really cool.
What?
And I know who's in our group. I and Devin and Rachel. Rachel and Douglas.
Yes, Rachel. Mm-hmm.
Whose group is Rachel in?
I don't know. She's not in my group. My group is Nestor and Steve Carlin.
And Linda.
And Linda. And Ellen Alvarez.
And you have four?
Mm-hmm.
What? Alvarez is a stupid last name for a boy.
Oh, he's a bad one. It's a stupid last name.
For a boy.
So this is a good meal.
One meal, please. Please, sure. Sometimes you say sure, Daddy. I taught you that word. Sometimes.
Say Why should
I
say
sure? Your dinner.
Cause my dinner's good.
Yeah.
Oh.
You must go. That's delicious. Mommy, I'm so pooped I may not want to have special time.
Okay.
See. I have to have time too. Who wants the water? What? Me? You what? In Winnie the Pooh record, when they're trying to catch a heifer, when they call elephants.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on. I'll tell you what they do. They dig a big hole, and they put honey in the bottom, or some kind of food that the elephant likes, and they think honey. And so, then they meet at the pine tree, 6 o'clock, tomorrow morning, and then Pooh wakes up a little later in the middle of the night, and he has this thinking feeling that he's hungry, and he climbs up on his stool, because he forgot he put the honey in the hole, and so he looks up on the shelf and he sees nothing, and so he singles down like a swimmer and he goes, I know I had some honey, cause it had a label on it saying, honey, H-U-N-N-Y is how they spell it.
That's right, they spelled it wrong, didn't they? Millions of people. Children on the spelling
and so.
Do you like Goldilocks, Laura?
Yeah.
What's good about Goldilocks?
Goldilocks bad. Mommy?
Yeah.
And so then on Winnie the Pooh, he sings that song 3 times.
More?
Then he remembers and he lies in bed and he tries counting sheep, but sometimes helps you. He says, and he still couldn't do it. And he tries counting elephants, heffalumps, and it makes it worse because every single heffalump was going for a pot of Pooh's honey and said, good. I never thought I had honey better than this. When something like, they say, when the 80 heffalumps were running over to get some of Pooh's money to get part of Pooh's honey, and then
I want some more.
And then he remembers, and he put it in the bottle, and so he goes. And first he thinks there would be a help. There wouldn't be a help from, and then he thinks there would, and then he knows there would because he heard the help from going up around, and then Piglet came, and he had to go to Christopher Robin, and Christopher Robin was just getting out of bed, and he told him about it, and then Piglet said that, told him all about it. And
well, it's quite a complicated story.
And then Christopher Robin, he said he heard something, and Piglet says there's a great big nothing in it. And Pooh once got some of his honey, and the jar of honey stuck onto his head, but finally he got it off, and he was still in the trap, and then Piglet got in, and then on the other side, Pooh was counting his pots of honey, till there came and someone knocked on the door, and he said, come in, and he ran in the middle, and he didn't know which it was, if it was 14 or 15, and so it was Rabbit, and he's asking if he saw Small, and he didn't know who Small was, and he forgot to ask, and so he decided to find Piglet, and suddenly he started crying, and then he fell, and he fell onto Piglet, and Piglet says, help, and he says, that's me again, and it really is Piglet. And he says, Pooh had a very bad accident. And Piglet says, get off!
What?
And Pooh says, get off what? And Piglet says, you're on top of me. And so then he said, did I fall on you? And Piglet says in a mean voice, you did too. And so Pooh says, I'm sorry. And Piglet says, I'm sorry. It's the end of me. And so then they go together and they fall into the castle, and then they fall into the castle trap.
Okay, let's give someone else a turn. You have 10 minutes now.
Just
a minute, we're going to
a castle came and Pooh just knew what.
Okay, Joanna, someone else's turn.
Why me?
You told a long story. You told two separate stories.
And mommy.
Joanna, now let's stop.
No.
Someone else.
Yes.
You can tell me the rest at special time. It's not
no,
fair.
I can't remember that I was on it.
Wait, Laura, Joanna, you told a very long story and you started the second story. And it isn't fair to take two turns in a row. You told the whole story about how Pooh and
Mommy, I tried one more.
No, it's somebody else's turn now.
No, I forgot.
Laura also has that you need to tell.
No, Mommy, I didn't mean it.
You were talking for 5 minutes. You were talking for 10 minutes.
Diana, thank you for telling us the story, but it's not fair for only one person to get a story.
We have to share.
Okay, but what?